topic we're going to discuss. This again from Dalid through Vav of Yavid Mahani or Lo Mahani. Just a disclaimer for where we're going. I maybe will touch on, but I basically avoided most of the Ma'arit, Bikivagar, Shechita, Veshavis question. So there's a lot of another part of the sugya, but we're going to be mostly focused on the Gemara. Here, maybe we'll tie that in at some point. So the Gemara and Dalid Beis presents the Machlokes of Bai Rava. Of Kol Nosa the Rachmani Avil Mahani Lo Mahani, and the Gemara, someone is a raya to that they are raya to Abaye Shita. The Gemara presents the issue of Malkus. It says that according to Abaye, it has to be Mahani, because if it's Lo Mahani, am I lucky? And Rav responds, no, that's not. You don't have to say that, and you could say that the reason why you're lucky, even though it's Lo Mahani, is because you're over Amim the Rachmana. So the question is the two parts of the sugi that the Gemara presents: the Mahani Lo Mahani of the Yisr, and how that affects Malkus. What is the main point in which they're arguing? Are they really arguing about Isurim and the Gemara is just bringing Malkus to the Raya? Or Malkus really is at least on par with Isurim, a central part to the Machlokas? So that first question of Malkus, I think, could be seen on the Gemara and Daf Hei. The first Raya the Gemara gives, it's interesting that it's the only Raya thing that the Gemara has two Lashonas for. So I think that's what's going on in the difference between the two Lashonas, partially what they're assuming that they're somewhat arguing the different Lashonas. Because the Gemara first presents Ones, Shigirish, and Hasan Rava. That we know, the Gemara assumes we know that it's Lo, at least Rashi explains, we know that it's Lo Mahani. The get didn't work ad kedei kach, that he won't be allowed to take her back. He still is able or Mechuyev to take her back. But since you're over Amim or the Rachamana, why are you not Loka? So the first question the Gemara asks is, why are you not Loka? Other questions of the Gemara is, why does this work or why does this not work? So that Lishna is assuming that a part of the essential part of their machlokas is the nafkamina of Malkus, where the Lishna Basra potentially will argue, because the Lishna Basra's perspective of the question is on the Mahani Shavo, not on the Malkus Shavo. So that Lishna Kamav, I think, right off the bat, shows that Malkus is a central component to that machlokas, and I think that's what Rashi is trying to get at on Dalam Rabbeis. And Rashi, when the Gemara presents the line, Komos Nerachmanas Lo Sa'avid, what does Lo Sa'avid mean? Rashi says Lo Sa'avid. If you take Rashi Bedavka, there are issues with that. There's a well-known Pnei Yeshua in Gittin and Daf Tzadi also that says that this Machlok is not relevant to Yisuri, I say. There's issues in the Sugya with that, to try to answer that. But, be it as it may, Rashi, at least in the beginning, says Losa, say, possibly what he's driving at is because of this Malkus Nafkamina, that only Lavim have Malkus. Now, with Rashi limited to Lavim Sheishva Malkus, that's another additional question, but at least Yisuri, I say, which there's no Malkus in the entire category, so that can't be part of the Machlokas by Rova, because Malkus is part of the central point of their Machlokas. And I think this could be seen even in Maskana, Tosus on Vav Min Aleph, the Tzarachin of Rabbeinu Baruch, when everything's all said and done, and the Gemara has whatever Maskana it has. So Tosus asks, why don't we just go back to some of the cases which we've already established are Lo Mahani L'Kulei Alma, for like a Mechiras, Charam, and Meiser. And according to Rava, you'll be loka. According to Bai, you won't be loka. The Gemara should say, that's the nafkamina, Malkus in those cases. And the Shito and the Gebetis over there, asked on Tosos, that's not a good maskana. What the Gemara is looking for is cases of Mahani or Lo Mahani. But obviously what Rabbeinu Baruch is assuming is that the Malkus is enough of a nafkamina for this Machlokas. Tosos is also assuming one other step that according to, I think Rav Hanan speaks about this in Kovetaros, that according to Rabbeinu Baruch, in Abaye, once we say it's Lo Mahani, the exception, so then that doesn't affect the Isser, it only affects the Malkus, which is also an additional assumption of Rabbeinu Baruch.
I'm not sure I understand how Rashi.
I mean, while Rashi seemingly the vehicle.
Let's say Rashi says that he limits it to Lo Sa'avid.
Because
so
outside
the
of
Lo Sa'avid.
Because part of what. The only thing, let's say, for Abaye, the only thing that makes him Mukhrach that it has to be Mahani is the fact that you're Loka. But Makom, that there's no Malkus, like Yisuri said, and there's no reason that Abaye would necessarily have to be forced into saying Mahani.
So Rava, though, would apply.
So Rava, who has... unless it's a Shir in the name of the Rachmanos, so then maybe would Rava agree to Yisuri say also yes? That's, I guess, an open question.
I mean, but you can say no, but for a different reason.
Right, for a different reason, because it's a shir in the name of the Rachmana.
Right.
Right, yeah, so, in a chanan.
Sorry,
say it again? No, so just an additional point, that you could have said that for Abaye, but Makom, just in terms of Tosla's assumption, if a Makom that it's lo mahani even according to Abaye, that affects the Isser as well, and then Malchus can be nafkamina. But that's Tosfos is not necessarily learning that way. So assuming this is true, that with those three rayos, the central part of their machlokas is Malchus, so what are they arguing about? It's very susan. The Gemara says it has to be mahani ilav amai laki, and Rava says maybe the rachmana. So part of what they could be arguing about is the mechayev of Malchus in general. And to show that, Rav Elchanan and Ksubis, I'm going to read it inside because it's a little difficult to exactly what he's saying. Rav Elchanan and Ksubis is dealing with a steer in the Rambam that a lot of Achronim discuss. The Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin, it's a Simon and Ches and Ksubis. The Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin paskins that Israel could be Israel Hachsuk Aidei Erechad. That if an Erechad says this is Chalev and someone comes along and eats that Chalev, normally even though you need Shtei Edim for Malchus, since the Israel was Hachsuk through an Erechad, so then the person who eats it through the testimony of the Erechad will get Malchus. But the Ram Nechus Yisuri Bia, Parak Aleph, says that by an Isha who says, Ishis Ish Ani, Ein Hargan Allah, unless it's Hachsuk Lamed Yom. So it has to be a stronger umdana, move the list of whatever it is, that in order for her to get Misa. So how come an Isser could be Huchsak for Malchus, but for Misa, it's not enough? So he quotes here from, I don't know who this is, Reblev Rubin Mivalkamir, who's Michalik between Misa and Malchus. He says, the Malchus is on the Isser. The fact that this is Usser for me to do, that's where the Torah is Michalik Malchus. But Misa needs more than that. Misa needs her, in this specific case, for her to be an Ashtish. His Lashon is, it's not because this is Chilev. The Malchus comes from Neshu who Aser. The Misa is from Neshu he Ashtish. So even though it's Huchsik through her Ashtish Ani, it doesn't make her halachically into a definitive Ashtish. It means that it would be Aser for her to be bawl her as an Ashtish, but she doesn't have the full shame Ashtish. So therefore, there's no Chiyav Misa. But Huchsa could create Malchus. Okay, it's not a something.
No, I'm saying, but even Sfikos are Aser. Be Roy Mishan and they're Aser with the Arisa.
So how come there's no Malchus? Right, so how come, okay, so maybe we'll hold off on that. Maybe we'll address that. If not, you can ask it again. So with that model, that Misa is more inherent to that specific shape, and Malchus is on the Isser in a general sense, so that's quite possibly could be going on with Rava. That the lucky is a mimah derachmana, that it's not the iser, the etzem, that specific iser that creates the malchus. It's the fact that someone was over a mimah derachmana in a general sense that creates malchus. So therefore, it doesn't have to be mahani per se for there to be malchus, because malchus is just on the fact that I was over on the general list of the mimah derachmana. And the mahani is not a sheer malchus, but for Abaye, we could be bringing malchus a little bit closer to misa, in the sense that a sheer in malchus is that the iser needs to be mahani. Why that is, we'll try to explain it. To either Isser is fully hushlam, it's not fully hushlam until it's mahani, but the Isser has to, the result has to be seen in order for you to say that you fully have been over, not just on the Meimer de Rachmana, but on that specific Shem Isser, in the sense that now that Isser, if it's an Isser that creates a chalos, so now the chalos has been mahani. I think another place that...
So that you mean the difference between Isser and Maisa Veira and Chavt Shalisa?
I think that's a fair way of putting it. Yeah, meaning that the Chefsa of Ishizish herself is what's Mechayim Nisan. If you don't have that, because it's just a umdana, it's just a Huxa.
Remember, Rachmana means there's a Maisavera.
In a general sense. So I think that point would be expressed further by this following Rambam. The Gemara Nazir, on Daf Chav Gimel, has the drasha of Rabbi Kiva, Hashem Yitzlach La, that the woman takes a nether, to ask herself on something specific, and the husband is made for that nether, so even though, let's say in a case where she didn't know that he was made for it, she drinks the wine that she asked herself, right? She asked herself from wine, the husband's made for the nether, she doesn't know yet that the husband's made for the nether, so she thinks it's still awesome to drink wine, and she does. So we learn, Rabbi Kiva learns that from Hashem Yitzhak La, that even though she wasn't over on her nether, she still needs Slicha Kapar. Okay, so that's the Pashtra, the Gemara is a form of tshuva, that since she had kavana, the Gemara brings over there this kavan lacha basar chazir and va'ala biyada basar tla, that since she had kavana to be over Navira, she needs tshuva. But if you look carefully, the way the Rambam presents the halacha, nadra v'hafer laha avu habal v'hi lo yada shehifer va'avral nedra al shuasa bizadon harizet petura Afishness Kabna Lasar Ho Vinasa Haheter Petura Ba then number of Hashem Itzakla Kinyaviosa. He says twice Petura. He's quoting this Xeris Akasav not just as a need for Tzlicha and Kapara, but if it wouldn't have been for this Xeris Akasav, she would have been Chayavos Malchus on that, on her Isser of being over on the nether. And the Xeris Akasav of Hashem Yitzlachla is pattering her from Malchus. The Briskerov in the stencil of the Nazir points this out, basically obvious Ha'ar in this Rambam, that the Rambam is taking the Gemara one step further, and that you would have had a Havim, you know, without this Xeris Akasav, that she should be Chayavos Malchus, even though she wasn't over any specific Isser. There's no more nether. The nether has been, as the bow was made for the nether, there's no more nether. But since she was miscaving, and she did an action to be over Al-Meimar Derachman, at least in her mind, so that would have been a cause of Malchus. If not for the Xeris Akasav, that would pass her from Malchus. I think that maybe relates to Ephraim's question also in terms of Sfeikos. I don't know if you extrapolate the same Xeris Akasav, but depending on how you understand Sabi Dorais Luchumra, according to the various Rishonim, even say the Teresa, so along these lines, I think within this Gemara they discuss Hashem Talay also. I mean, that's an approach to Hashem Talay, so that would probably also get rid of the Malchus on the attempt for a suffix. Maybe it's a Kol Shekin from here. I'll it's sad that it's Usher, so maybe that makes it stronger, but along those lines you can probably approach Sikha. So I think that would be, with these two Marmakomos, that would be a way to show this approach in Malchus, assuming this is part of the Machlokas of Bai Rabba, the main part of the Machlokas. So they're arguing about the Mechayev of Malchus, and is it in terms of Rodin's Fike service, is a good way of putting it, is it the Chefs of Isser itself, or it's the merit, the Meimer de Rachmana, and attempt to Isser so far to say that you would even be Loka as a Havamina without violating the actual Isser?
You're saying that it's necessary to have a Chalos in order for it to be
that's
a shir Malchus?
Yeah, so along the lines of, let's say, why by Misa, you know, a Huchzak is not enough, so then for the Isser Lav, so the Chalos registering is more, it's going further than just violating the name of the Rachmana, where there are Chalios in the Isser, so then that's making Isser register that you've been over.
But isn't the question whether or not you don't need a Chalos Isser?
No,
you don't,
so when the Chalos is not there,
the Isser is not,
so that's the
Chalos. Well, the Isser isn't to
the
Isser be Chalos. Machil the Chalos.
Then the full Isser has been violated.
Right, so then isn't the question whether or not the Isser is to be Machil the Chalos or not?
So, but then if it's the machlokus is, that might be taking the machlokus in a more general sense, but in terms of how can you avoid that question?
I mean, everybody, even by the degree, let's say, that the Isser, I don't know, to do Malacham Shabbos, doesn't require any chalos.
Okay.
Right?
Therefore, there's no ikuv of the lack of chalos to get your chalos.
So the question is that what you have also in these various cases, which could involve a chalos, but the point is, when the Torah is saying, don't you have to ask the question whether or not the Torah is saying, don't be machil that chalos, versus...
In order to say abaye, that is, I think, an assumption in abaye, there has to be a chalos there the necessity of,
right,
of mahani, but then the explanation for that
So then why is that it didn't machil, though?
Why
is that it didn't Malchus and not just the Isser?
Why is not discussing the Gedder the Isser? Everyone's masking good
through. Right, that's what I'm saying. The Gedder the Isser could be whatever you want it to be. But
everyone's masking you to be over a Meir Rachmana.
Right, you're over a Meir Rachmana, according to Bible. That's our Bina Baruch, assuming.
But
everybody's over.
Without having a Chalos.
Not in these cases. That's a bias.
Why is a case where you have an Isser where Hashem says, let's say, don't try to do some process X, and that process can have a chalos. So why does a bias say in order to get Malchus
because
in that
not
case,
the, because the chesed
you've
they
done
were
what,
not,
precisely what the Baruch Hu
even though you're over on the you were everyone agrees you're over on the member of the Rachman. In order for the chesed Avera to be fully registered, so there has to be a mahani and a chalos, and that's what Malchus requires. The Avera was over, but Malchus requires what's closer to Misa.
How can you say that? How can you?
What's
the rationality of saying that's something that's required for Malchus? If Malchus can for sure have, you can have a Malchus for just being over our Meimar Rachmana.
Because there's nothing lacking, and that's the Chefs of there. So that's all there is. So there's no.
The thing is a Kalal and Malchus that where there's a Maisa which was Usser, which can also, and Maisa itself was Usser, but can also have a Chalos.
So that Vera, in order to, if you would be getting Malchus just in the name of the Rachmanos, then you can get Malchus, but if you need more from Malchus, where the Isra requires it.
Why are you saying that Abai, you're saying Abai is master, you could get Malkus just on Mimidachman?
I mean, there's nothing, I mean, Abai says there's, you get Malkus and Chal Yom Tov. If you're Mechal Yom Tov, you get Malkus.
Always need a Tzav.
So what Tzav, so when you're Mechal Yom Tov and you do Borer, whatever.
So, but let's say so don't try to do, don't do an act which could otherwise be, you know, it, in a different context, be a mechira on a Yifas Torah or whatever. So, how do you know that that's, why is that not over? I mean, the question is, how do you know, why is it different?
Because there's no, it's something that doesn't exist.
But the Torah is not answering the Totsa.
That's something that I think,
I think maybe a way to say this is, you're not denying that there might be, which also explains that. The exceptions, as we know, you read through the Gemara, right? And then through the Rishon, there are a lot of exceptions for Abai, and there are a lot of exceptions for Rav. So we're not denying, which I think is some of the questions, that sometimes, even if you take the approach that focuses on the Iser Gabra, or even the Iser Maisa, right? So, but it's undeniable that in some cases the Maisa is defined by also the presence of the Chalos. In other words, there'll be situations where without a Chalos, there's no Maisa. Right.
That's that. Yeah, that will.
But then it's not a din in Malkus. It's a din in Gaberus.
So conversely, you'll have situations where even if you hold normally that you require, you know, a chalos, and especially if you want to say that the reason is because you're focused on the chepsa shalisar, right? It'll be undeniable that there'll be some cases, right, where the status of chepsa shalisar. Is not defined by the presence of a chalos.
It's there in the Maisa.
What's that?
It's there in the Maisa.
It's there in the Maisa as well.
In both sides of things.
So that, which will explain both sides. Right. The real issue is whether or not you assume, like as a default, that across the system,
there has to be
that, you know, that typically, you know, there a chalos adds, typically, in other words, a chalos adds the ingredient of a kavtza, shalisar, and where all you require is the focus of a Maisa Avera or an act of merit, that the Maisa is sufficient. So then, if you say that, you know, of course there are going to be exceptions in particular cases, but that's like the starting assumption, so then what you might say is, and there are two levels. In other words, for Malkus and for Isa and Gufa, that's if you think that a Maisa without a Chalos is a Maisa Vera or an Isa Gabra without a Kasa Shalisar, so Gufa, that's the difference between whether you're going to get Malkus or you're just going to violate Isa.
So some of those points I think we're going to, as we go, this might become clearer.
But is that really what you're saying?
More or less, I think that's
I think some of the questions are, there are cases where the chalos is part of the maisa. Oh, there are cases
so
where the
maisa. So that's obviously going to be the...
Obviously doesn't have
those
a chalos.
Those are obviously going to be the exceptions. So, I mean, we'll get to the exceptions as we go forward. Some of the questions as we move away from Malkus might be come clear. So now moving away from Malkus, if there is, assuming the Isra Machlokes is broader and not just a Malkus issue, but it's a general issue in Isurim. So that I already pointed out, that's maybe what the Lishna Basra is trying to drive at, moving away from Malkus. Don't ask questions from Malkus, get to the heart of the issue, and that's the Mahani or not. And that's why the Shita Megubetzis and Rashi, with that Rashi will save it, and Os Tazayin, so he says, Lav Dafka, Lav Elafi, Lav Abami Chalasei, and he says it's Mucha from the Hamshech of the Sugya. So part of what he may be doing, either it's an issue of lav b'michal, say, making it similar to a lav, but additionally, by moving away from los haseis, so then we broaden the machlokas by rava, not just by isurim, lavim anymore, lavim where there's going to be malchus, but the cases of isur haseis, so once the machlokas has been brought in, so the hasber is going to have to be brought in outside of malchus as well, and who makes this most clear is the Mari Korkis in Hilchos Bechoros. I don't have Mark. Okay, I need Frank. Mari Korkis in Hey, we'll get back to the Rambam, but for the moment we can leave what the Rambam says over there. But he says that the Hemshech of the Gemara, according to Abaye, it has to be am I lucky? And according to Rava, that you're lucky, Mem the Rahmana, that was added in later on from the Gemara. It was not the Iker statement of what Abaye and Rava themselves were saying. That Abaye and Rava were arguing about Mahani or not, and the Malkus is, the Gemara brought it in as an example. I don't know exactly how he explains it, and this is clearly expressed in the Achronim, the Briskara here on Daf Dalet, and explains that one way of saying the Machlokus Abaye Rava is in terms of how you learn the Pesukim, how you learn it when the Torah says don't do something, so is that just prohibiting you from doing it? You shouldn't do that action, or it's saying even more than that according to Abaye, and it's telling you a shlila that this can't be done. So that's obviously expanding the machlokas. According to Rava, sorry, this can't be done. And the Chazon Ish and Bechoros, Chafiz Talad, makes this point very clearly. He also basically says, it doesn't go as far as the Mari Korkas, say that wasn't really what was mentioned, but the Machlokas part, he says, is not the issue at hand. He says it's a midah in the Torah that they're arguing about whether the chalilos that come out of Yisurim are there through the lav. The fact that I'm over a lav, does that mean there has to be a chalos? So I think taking that approach, broadening the machlokas, the way along the lines of how we explain the machlokas, I think we can explain this in a similar vein, and that's based on discussed by a lot of people, but just an example to bring it out. Rav Elchanan has this idea in at least in two places. He has it in Kovetz Mamarim, in the back of Kovetz Haris, in the Chidushi Agados. So in terms of his Mamar Tshuva, the details we'll leave out. But he's basically pulling this out of the Ramchal, and he says it also in Kiddushin, on Daf Lamed Aleph, about the Avos, that every lav in the Torah has two aspects to it. There's the Tzivoy Hashem, the Ratzon Hashem, the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom said, don't do this. And by being over on that lav, you're rebelling against the Tzivoy Hashem. And then there's the Etzem part of that lav. You know, how much you're into Kabbalah, how far are you going to go to explain that? But he says, what the Ramchal basically says is what that lav affects beyond the fact that you just didn't listen to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Every lav that is an effect on the person, has an effect on the Olamos. The beyond just violating what the Rebbeinu Shlom said, there's something the Etzem that's done every time a lav is violated. With those two. And he says sometimes you have one without the other, and that's how.
Something like this is a bad phenomenon per se. Perhaps that's even why the Rosh Hashanah commanded it.
So that's the
aside
question.
Aside from the fact that the Rosh Hashanah commanded
right,
it,
right? I mean, what's the chicken? What's the egg? I don't. Is partly what we'll discuss.
With the Ron, right? With the
Ron,
like, you know,
but that would
right,
be
like
true.
The Ron asked, you know, how can the Torah tell you to be makel? I think the key comment that she's around about the subject there, but you know, how can you be make the Torah say it's okay to be makel? If the thing is,
exactly.
Is problematic.
So that's exactly right. So we'll
yeah.
try to explain this more clearly exactly what it is. So this is what is going to be going on. The Machlokas of Bai Rava, assuming that it's expanded beyond Malkus, and it's a general point in the Surah Torah as a whole. And a way of example, so the Rishonim seemingly argue about the Surah Torah in general. Do we classify them as the Surah Gavra or as the Surah Chefsa? There's the Ritva in three places, in Shavuos and Daf Chaf, and in the Dharam Daf Yud Gimel, and Kedushin, I think, in the Beis, says it three times that the Yisurei Torah is Yisurei Gavra, and therefore a Neder, which we know is Yisurei Chesa, a Neder to not eat Chazer will be Chal, that Neder is Chal, because it's all Yisurei Torah is Yisurei Gavra. And the Rajba in the Tshuva and Taf Reish Tetzvav argues on that Ritva. He never says Mefurish that all Yisurei Torah are Yisurei Chesa. He says that, so you could be limited to just a Nedarim issue, but he says that Nedarim will not be chal on Yisurei Torah. The way a lot of Yachorim, Rabbi Kiveger and Shulchan Aruch among them, understands the Rashba is that they are arguing about this point, whether or not all Yisurei Torah are Yisurei Gavra, Yisurei Chafsa. There's a Rashi in Krisus in the Enes Rechalas Yisur Sigis thing in Dafi Dalin that says a line of the Yisurei Torah being Yisurei Chafsa. But again, in context, it could be limited in terms of what he's trying to figure out for Enes Rechal Isser. So it might mean a Chesed. We'll try to define what we mean by Chesed and Gavra, so that could be limited there as well. But if you take these Rishonim broadly, then this broad machlokas is whether or not Yisurei Torah, Yisurei Gavra, Yisurei Chefsa. And there's actually some Rishonim that have a split. The Or Zeruah, and I think this is the way some Achronim learned the Barmi Rutenberg, that the Rush quotes in Yuma about Hakala Kalkhila, the question of Chil Shabbos versus to be Michal Shabbos, or whether to give somebody Nevelos, what's a better choice in B'makom B'kof Nefesh. But the Or Zeruah for sure is saying this, so he actually ties it to Tzimtzum Alev, that Michal Sasuros maybe are different. If you want to, you could probably, that's probably the best approach in terms of just going through the Rayos to make Chilukim. Certainly Yisurim will be Yisurim Gavri, certain Yisurim will be Yisurim Chesu, but Michal Sasuros, the Or Zeruah says, or even if Shari Yisurim would be Yisurim Gavra, they would be Yisurim Chesu.
Just to make even if you don't say it's Yisurei
Chafsa,
you might.
So that's what I referred to. Depends what we mean by Yisurei Chafsa. Yisurei Torah don't have to go so far like a nether, where what makes a nether to Yisurei Chafsa is that separate from the fact that you asked it yourself, now it has this independent status of another. It's also Yisurei Torah. let's say along those two tzadim of Rav Chanan, the tzibas esra, we'll call it, is the tzibah of Hashem, but that creates then in the chefs of something that we should distance ourselves from. So that's basically what Noah's asking us about the chicken and the egg, is that the tzivoy is what, it's not an independent iser from the tzivoy, but
or even if the gorim is the tochen, so that's the reason that it's also, that still doesn't make it an iser chafta, it makes it a chafta shalisa. It's not just it's sometimes a chafta shalisa can be created by an iser gabra, which is what you're describing now. Sometimes the iser gabra is a result of the chafta shalisa. That's still not a neder, which is an iser chafta. It has like very specific properties.
So you wouldn't have all the nafkaminas of neder.
Right, this may not be the right place for this, but I've always been puzzled by this, like, in the tail on a donkey approach to isurim. Like, in the tail on a donkey, meaning like you take the isur and you just like put it on the gabra or you put it on the chafta and just.
What are you putting it on?
Figuring out the nature of.
Trying to figure out what.
I mean, maybe this.
If you have something which you're not allowed to eat, it means that you're not allowed to eat it, and it's not allowed to be eaten by you. So what's the difference?
Is it just because it's a test? It's a tzibui Hashem. It's a result of a tzibui Hashem, or is it because this is something that is deemed to be? There's a tzibui Hashem because this is considered to be something which is spiritually or whatever.
I think Brian's question is about.
We'll explain.
I think you'll
have an Nafkamina. If you're looking for an Nafkamina, so I think that's what we're trying to explain over here. That let's take a Abaye for example, right? Abaye says that Isuri Torah Mahani. So what could be driving that is his view that Isuri Torah are along the lines of Isuri Chafsa, and therefore. It's not enough to just say, "Meimad Rachmana," because that's not the Isser. That's the component of the Isser. That might be the Gorim. That's an open question. But the Isser in full is the result. Is the Chafsa and the Totsah is what demonstrates that Chafsa. Now, it's not enough just to attempt to be Megarish the Manis, but the fact that now she's has no ability of coming back. So that Chafsa of having her sent away has been Mekuyam. Whereas for Rava, Yisurei Torah don't work on that plane alone. Yisurei Torah, Yisurei Gavra. So therefore, Meimad Rachmana alone is where the Mechayiv of the Isser is gonna rest. I think this relates to many, many Nafkaminos. Just to illustrate one with Mekoros, but it relates to with the range of Ones, Shogig, and Misasik in terms of how much those are Maisa Viros will hinge on this issue. And Shogig is an example. The Ramban in Vayikra and Aleph Dalet is trying to figure out how we know, based on Chazal, that a carbon ola only comes for a violation of an aseh. That's what it brings kapara. We know that chatos is for suri karis. So there's a lot in between bitul aseh and karis. How do we know that it's not misa or lav? And the Ramban says that a lav bishogeg doesn't need ritzui klal, and there's ein shum nesias chet is his lashon. So to understand that, how bishogeg the Avera doesn't need any kapara, doesn't need any Nesias Chet opposed to Karis. So Karis, the Rambam will say, is along the lines of the Sechef. So the result that is created through the Nisr Karis and what it does to a person's neshama requires him to bring a carbon chatas for kapara. But in Nisr Lav, so Bishogig, so you're lacking the merit, the name of the Rachmana, so there's nothing else. There's no need for a carbon to fix anything that's been done wrong, because there's no result that needs to be taken care of. And the Ran...
He doesn't talk about it. When you say Isser Gavra Chafsa, you really just mean this. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, this is an example of that.
Question whether or not
this is an example of that. If something was an Isser Chafsa, then even though it's been done by Shogig, there would be a need to bring a carbon to take care of that the result of Chafsa. Yeah, so in terms of Tintam Alev or the Shia and the Shogig. Yeah, so this, I think I'll try assuming that.
No, I mean, you could. It's related to this.
There's more Pshi and Karis than there is.
You could argue they have a greater requirement to be Nizar. Yeah.
So then you have to figure out, because the Onesh is more Chomer.
Well, no, because the Avera is more Chomer.
Okay, well, and reflected by the Onesh, okay?
Yeah, so what do you do? Meaning, only Surah Karis or Surah Chafsa?
The Ramban is making that threat.
Not in the sense of like Nidarim Chatzah, you mean.
Right, so.
You don't mean.
Chatzah Shalasar.
It doesn't
have to be like a Nether. Meaning, Chatzah Shalasar with this Napkamina of.
It's not just an Isser Gavra.
Being beyond the Nesivas of Isserim Darabanan, so that's what Isser
Gavra. The thing's bad.
The phenomena per se is negative, even beyond its constantly defined.
Of being over on the. On this.
Basically, that Ramban speaks about the language of the Pasuk.
So the Ramban in Sanhedrin also explains this lahalacha. He's trying to explain the sugya in Sanhedrin pedal. It's mechalik between what some rishonim called davashinim iskav, what he calls shigas lav versus me. He's mechalik in misam lav, and he says that the reason why we're not worried about being machlis, you're suffering into a lav opposed to misa, is because if it, in this bar that you were over Meshogik, so there's nothing to worry about, like this Ramban says, like the Maram Chalava and Pesachim also in the Sugi of Abayin Rava about Esher Kamachave makes a similar point. So that,
why
that
would you have a mitzvah tochacha then on people that are Shogig?
There's a mitzvah tochacha on Shogig, and so that partially that could
be
so that
they're not the Habish Misu, they're not
so, right.
Anymore.
So that might also relate to in terms of that could be your responsibility as you as the Mochilach has responsibility. So you're right that they in the end if they're going to be over they
it's
have
like
to
a Dover Maguna. It's not
necessary. Yeah.
That's
not serious. No, so the Rambam Sanhedrin is between Shigas Lav and Shigas Misa in terms of being machlis yourself into a suffix. By lav, we're not concerned that the taking of the Tfilas Kot between Aviv and Acher. So Aviv, we're concerned you don't want to be maxed to the Safik because if you end up being over, so then you're going to be there's going to be a problem. There's going to be Chiyad Misa B'Shogi. But by Lavim, there's no problem to be maxed yourself into the Safik because there's Surah, because Lavim are long lines where we're saying Surah Gavra.
Just follow
Vanilla
on reasoning. In Hilchos Shabbos, the Poskim sometimes extend that to saying that it's more to be maxed to a person. Because there's no
Isra
per se, the
Isra
is only in the
right. Kabbalah. So, I mean, you find that
so
that's the Ran and the
Ran. People
well, the Ran, that's the Ran's issue in the Gemara Kedushin about Orla B'Chatzlaris. That's basically what the Ran says. There are some cases where that would be true. But now, I think that the answer to that is the same thing as Tochacha, that the Isra to maximal person also rests on you. So it's not right for you, even though he may not be over on the bear, for you to.
The mitzvah tochacha is also not just for chatayim, but also for a halacha miderech lo tova, and that's even okay. If it's not a chet.
But if it's lo tova, so then it's chatzah.
It's not the Torah that it requires ritzoy b'shogeg. It doesn't mean that there's we should encourage people to be over on Yisrael Lavim. Going further. So both of these points being true, that Malchus, which is one last point in terms of Yisurim, sorry, that Yisurim, so that also relates to Asi Docholose. A lot of some Achronim connect this question to Asi Docholose, and when we make Chiluk of Asi Docholose, and how you understand Hutrin Dechuya. So I thought this could be Pshat in the Kesem Mishnah, who connects the Machlokas Hutrin Dechuya of Tumah Hutrin Betzibor to Hutrin Dechuya in Chil Shabbos. I don't think when he brings Pesach Lam, I don't think he's saying Ledugma, look in the Sugin Yuman, you'll see another example of Hutrin Dechuya. He seems to be saying that the way we would paskin on one would affect the way we paskin on the other, which is very surprising because they're very different issues. But if you want to broaden the issue in terms of Hutrin Dechuya, that it's if Yisrei Torah Yisrei Gavra, so therefore whenever there's a tzorich that the Torah mandates that I should be over on that Isra, so then it's going to be Hutrin, the whole Isra falls away. So then if not, then assuming you're not making chilukim in terms of different lavim, so to put Shabbos and Tumah v'Karbanos in the same boat is understandable. And so to frame the discussion of Hutrin Dechuya based on the Sister Gavra's Chesa is one way of looking at it.
Rabbi Kivenya has a very interesting question. Kivenya asked a question. How do you say yes to the places by Tzitzis and Shabbos? There's no mitzvah between our Tzitzis and what's yet about
Yeah. If you're wearing the beggar. Right, so. So the more right, so the more hutra approach to Asi Docholosli would, I think, be relevant to Rabbi Kivenya. I think that the more hutra you view Asidu Chalosa say, so that would be a way to...
I'm just saying, I don't think maybe mentioned
it. Yeah, I did not mention it, so I appreciate the horror. All those being true, I think if you look to the Sugya, you could have a slightly different approach, a more broadening, like a third level, to Bayrav beyond Malkus, and how you view Yisurim as Chesed Shalisser or Nisar Gavra. As an example, we're actually going to use another of Elchanan, and Kovitz Haros and Simen Ayin Vav, he was Simen after he discusses Yevelo Mahani. So Elchanan there lays down a Yisod that he thinks explains three-fourths of Shas, that that there are two types of Chalios in the Torah. There's a Chalos that is not such Ayidei Adam, and then there's a Chalos where the Maisa might be done, the technical Maisa might be done by the other, but the Chalos comes Memelim and Hashemayim. The example that he gives, just to contrast, is Kiddushin is a Chalos that he thinks comes Bidei Adam. The person is the Mekadesh Isha, he creates that Chalos, he makes her Mekudeshes, whereas Shechita, that's the contrast, the person has to do it, right? We need Koach Gavra, you have to do a Maisa Shechita, but the person is not in control of the Heter Shechita. The Heter Shechita, once the Maisa has been done perfectly, so then the Heter Shechita, the Heter Achila, the Matir of Nevela, comes Memela. So, I used to think that was very glad, and it would explain a lot of things that he explains over there. In thinking about it in light of this Machlokes by Rava, I think that Rava Chanan could be tweaked a little bit. I don't know how far to go. I don't think I want to make the case, which I think it could be made, that even Shechita, at some degree, the Chalos Heter Nevela is Biara Adam. But in light of Abayin Rava, this really could be what they're arguing about, that would broaden the cases, which we'll see, beyond the specific Maisa Vera being a Isser Chefsa or an Isser Gavra. And what could be driving Abaye is his view of Chalios in the Torah in general. And if you take the Tzad Rav Chanan, like Kiddushin, so Abaye would say that most, maybe there are exceptions that it will be more difficult to explain, but most Chalios in the Torah are Biara Adam. The explanation for this, without getting too philosophical, is that...
Wait, why do you want to say the most Chalios? Why don't you say because
the Gemara just looked through, you know, 10 cases and said, oh, these must be the 10 case argument. They're not arguing any beyond any of the 10 cases.
No, they might, but they all have to be... So they all the all the sermon that they're going to argue about has to do with, you know, whether or not the person has a jurisdiction.
But
you don't have to make any claim that most of them have. Why?
Well, so because I think this is what I think in terms of the issue of the Achron, all the issue of the Achron discussed with you, went to the Kibeger and when in the Marit, when you see Avlo Mahani. So what the question that was bothering me is, even if you want to say Yisuri Gavra, so what's driving Abaye to say the Chalos must be Chal? I could formulate Nisra Chefsa where doesn't necessarily have to be that it has to be Mahani. Or the way that Achron take the cases and say, you know, Rav is going to agree here because, just to give an example, say from Kibeger, right? Rav is going to agree in cases where the Lo Mahani is not attacking the Avera, that's the explanation for Rav. So that was very bothersome because there are, that's making an assumption. The assumption that's making in Rav is that beyond the issue that I already violated, the name of the Rahman, there's another additional aspect called Mahani, and that the Torah wants to prevent that from being more Isser, right? You didn't, what's the sort of giving that you were over on the Isser, you were over on the name of the Rahman, which Rava thinks is the full Isser, enough to get Malkus. Let's protect the Isser more by not having the Chalos, so, but I think that's assuming there's an outside, external Svara to Rava, that it's like a self-protective of the Torah Svara, but I think we'll see in the Rayos that Rav has a more, and Abaye have a more internal Svara, and that what caused them to view Yisuri Torah this way is a more global view of Chalios in the Torah. And so Abaye thinks that when the Torah set up the halachic system, it basically put man in charge. The Torah set the rules, but in terms of how we're going to affect the halachic system, so it's Mahani, right? That's what I titled that we're able to affect the halachic system within the boundaries that the Torah gave us, where Rav thinks that even though we have the ability to create chalios and the Torah assert things, but that doesn't mean that it has to be Mahani, because the Torah assert it, but it's still distancing us from what the Torah distanced us from the beginning, that it put us in the system, but it's still Hashem Aretz Mlo'ah, that we still have to work within the system that the Baruch Shalom set up. We can't go that far. I think this is what it, in terms of what you mentioned, the Raya. So after the Gemara goes through all the Rayas, the Gemara ends up saying, so what's the Machlokas after it leaves off Ribbis and says, El Maikam Mithlagiya Baibarab Vishinai Kona. And Rashi is two Lashonos over there. If you look at the first Mishnah in Rashi, the Abayisar Rashinoi Shashina V'Avra Adasa Makom Kona. So what's the Gemara adding? That's back where we started. The Gemara said Mahani. So and Rava says Lo Mahani. Now we're calling it Kona V'Lo Kona. To make it a little stronger, Rabbi Gershom says,
make what stronger?
This point that we're about to make, let me show you the Rabbi Gershom. El Bayit Rava Kamifli V'Shinoi Kona Haino Shinoi Kona D'Avra Meimah D'Rachmana The Shina v'tzivoyav la'abaye kona haino mahani l'ravalo. Your mashana that tzivoy Hashem is that kona or not? So what was the Gemara trying to drive at by switching from the lashon of mahani to kona? I think is to express this point that we'll see how it played out in the Rayos. And the Gemara might have thought something about their machlokas in the beginning, but once it developed it within all the Rayos, so we were saying something much more than that. We're saying a broader point: whether or not we, a sermon example, whether or not we have the ability to be kona within the halachic system. According to Abaye, our actions have a kinyan. They have a chalos, their chal. A kinyan is expressing a certain shlita, a certain control over something. So we were kona, our actions, where Rava says that shinoi is lo kona, that our shinoi b'tzivoyav is not going to create a kinyan.
I just want to make sure I understand. Meaning, you want to say that the Ovid Mahani, Lo Mahani, in Isurim is a result of whether people in general have the
because when the Torah comes to ask for something and says,
as opposed to saying, in other words, that maybe man has capacity more normally to make kaluyos, or at least to certain types of kaluyos, but when the action is illegal, it also becomes invalid.
So I guess
it
depends how we're going to define illegal. I think
even
Rava will say there are illegals which aren't mela, but those aren't chal.
So I think there are,
illegal action is also an invalid action, but virtually being illegal.
What drives that is the fact that the when the Torah says there's something illegal, so what is that saying to us? Is that saying to us, along the lines of the Brisker Rav, the fact that that's saying to us that we have no jurisdiction in this area, or
in general,
why in general?
So,
can't you have jurisdiction in a legal action, a permitted action, even if?
So I think you do have.
The definition of something that is illegal and invalid are interchangeable, because part of validity is recognition.
So when
right? So if something doesn't have authority, you don't have a right to do it, then the question is it valid? I'm not saying there can't be a connection between those things.
I don't know how far to go. I do think that there obviously are cases for Rava where you will be the one who's seen as fully being pulled of chalos.
That's already the exception.
I think what would drive you to view Surah Torah this way is a greater outlook of what our role is in terms of creating chalos.
There's a lot of things that Hashem doesn't want us to do, and Hashem is called Yachol, so He could basically stop us from doing them, and He lets us do them. And so it's not unreasonable that should extend also to the realm of abstract things, not just concrete things. In the same way that Hashem doesn't interfere with Yisurim, which are done in the concrete realm, so He's not going to interfere with Yisurim, which are done in the abstract realm, in terms of reversing or negating the impact of the Yisurim.
Which is another thing. You're saying that Rava holds that no chaluyos.
No, I'm not saying that. Let me rephrase this thing. I'm using Rav Chanan as a model to show that the min hastam how we view the way a person interacts with the chaluyos of the Torah, and I think we'll see in the rise the Gemara brings. So if you don't want to go, I don't think you have to go so far. I agree to kedushin, but we're going further beyond, let's say, the Rav Kiveger model of being the takin miser. That's where I'll leave it for now, and we'll see how far. We're going to go with that. So we'll start from the Menachal HaKavid. So the one example where this is somewhat shown is that the Gemara we started with by Ones Shagiresh. So the Gemara asked in the first Lishna, according to Rava, why are you not Loka? So the starting assumption was that it's not Mahani. The question is, why are you not Loka? So what is the Mahani or not that we're discussing here? So Rashi says, Bahakhtani Ahaha the Inuloka the Halomahani Mad of it. Shiachlah zero of all the Rava, the Amr Lomahani, Bahad the Lucky, Mishum the Avram the Rahmana, Hakafagab Lomahani, the Lucky Nami Mishum the Avram the Rahmana. Rashi understands that the Mahani or not is not the Chalos Gerushin, because he says even for Abaye, given it's not Mahani, this they're here. This is not Mahani. What's the Mahani? Because it's Shiachal Bahaksir. The fact that he has the ability to take her back, that shows you this is not Mahani. So what the Isser we're discussing here is not, which I think is probably what Tosfos is assuming, is not the Maisa Gerushin per se, but it's the, and it's not the middle position, which would be the Chalos Gerushin. It's more than that. It's the Chalos Gerushin in order that she should have no ability of coming back. That would be the Mahani in the Isser. The question is, what drove Rashi that far to say that those, that's the case that's Mahani or not? You could learn the Gemara one of three possibilities. Shouldn't, why you look, it's not Mahani, the get shouldn't be Chal. Rashi assumed maybe, obviously, the get is Chal. So the Maisa Gerishin, the Chalos of the Gerishin, and the ability to take her back. So I think this is what you're asking, that what Rashi understood, I think you could draw your lines different places, is those first two steps were Biyad Adam. So therefore, that's not part of the Machlokas Abai Rava. Even Rava has no problem with saying, even B'makom, there's an Isser to give the get, to have a Maisa Gerushin, that Lo Mahani can't take that away, because a pure Maisa, that's probably like selling the Brooklyn Bridge, a pure Maisa, we see that it's done. So you can't say, oh, you have no ability to do that. That's for sure something that we're able to do. Probably the answer is Shechita B'Shabbos, that a pure Maisa, that has the ability. The Chalos that comes out of that Maisa, that's up for grabs. Rashi could have stopped there and said, that's the Lo Mahani, that even though there is a Maisa Gerushin, that could be and that can't be undone, but maybe the Chalos Gerushin could be undone. But Rashi thought along the lines of Rochanan, that is still Biyado. What is beyond a person, that's where they're going to argue about, and according to Abaye, what the Gemara is going to reverse and say should be Mahani, is the ability to take her back. And that Chalos is, and for Rashi, within the purview of their Machlokas. That the Chalos, to send her away without an ability to have her take her back, is a case of Lo Mahani. So what we're saying is that if you just view it purely on the Isser level, so I'm not sure, unless, which we'll explain, I'm not sure why you would obviously go with that route, that it's the, if the sending away...
What do you want Rashi to say? What should Rashi... Should
let's say the middle position. Rashi should have said
that the
Mahani is in the get.
Well, we know that the get works, right?
We know, so then that's Toskasha. Meaning,
she wants
what,
to say
right?
That, she also can't, though. Saying,
what?
That's not a tenable approach.
To...
No,
so then
the
rephrase, I mean the Gemara.
Why can't that be what drove Rashi?
The heckish lemisa, you want to say? Well, how do we know? Well, that's what I'm saying. How do we know that it's working backwards. How do we know that the get works? So for Rashi, what made Rashi know that the get works is because that can't not work. Is what I'm saying. That can't. I'm giving a hesber basically. Why that can't not work is because the get, that's not going to be within the
you're saying a shot in dit, not Rashi, in dit.
Well, because Tosfos, I think, in his kasha was assuming that you could say you have a lomahani on the get, and he says the only reason that you can't is because the hekesh lemisa. And you would technically,
knows that you don't.
But yeah, but not because it's a limit in the Yavalo Mahani internally.
Or is Tosfos thinking that really he's bothered by he sees from the Gemara that it works already.
Right.
The question is why doesn't.
Right. So now what I'm saying is that there could be a more.
So you're saying a difference for
a more.
For
right. So I think because I think also for. Do you know right? And also for Abaye, do you know for sure for Abaye that second? Do you know for sure for Abaye that it's Lo Mahani? Right. Rashi calls it Lo Mahani for Abaye.
We call the same Lo Mahani, right?
The same Lo Mahani, right? The same point, right?
How does
Rashi
actually know where to draw the line?
So that I think that's up for grabs, meaning that's going to be the way, with using that Rabbah Chan as a model, the way you could certainly, that's what I said, a pure Maisa, I think, is hard to draw the line. So now you could argue with Raya's for Gerushin, or this is specific Yisra, which
Lashon Max here implies that there was a Ve'al Gerushin, and now he has a Kova to be Max here.
Right, so that the Lishna Kama does not ask from Kohen Lok. So, but then I think what would be with the maskana now that we have the question. We have the question was, how come the chalos to send it away forever is even though it's lo mahani hakmino get malchus, and when the Gemara says everything's all said and done, that Rava's not going to get malchus, and according to Baya we have exeris akasov that it's going to be lo mahani. So in light of the how you understand the chalos, and that could even explain the machlokas lamaskana. The lamaskana, even though they're exceptions, the way they view the iser still might be coming from those two perspectives where they started from. There's exeris akasav that it's lo mahani, but let's say according to Abaye, the iser onas shigirish would be to create that chalos, because that's where the Torah, when the Torah speaks, it's speaking generally in terms of the chalos you're able to create. That is where the iser lies. Where for Rava, the iser could be much more limited than that. The iser doesn't have to be, oh, it's the exception to lo mahani, and really it shouldn't. This chalos should be chalal. Iser is rooted in sending away. For Rava, the iser could be just in the pure, even the pure meisim. The Sfas Emes goes so far to say that it would be usher to, even without giving her a get, to send her away without giving her sheikh chesed ona. So that I think would, within those two models, looking at onas shegirish in that perspective, it's onas shegirish in terms of the chalos that the person creates through the get and sending away, or it's just the act of what he has the ability to. He has the ability, even though he doesn't have the ability to give her a get, to create that chalos to send away the olam vayed, but he has the ability to withdraw sheikh chesed ona. So that chalos that for Rava would be where the iser lies. The Gemara and Daf above has a case of Shinei Kona. So this is another example where you see the machlokas Iyav and Mahani and Lomani is going beyond the pure iser, the Maisa there. Because the Gemara asks according to Rava from Shinei Kona. And the Gemara says, Hari Gezel, which for the Rahman Amar Los Sigzol, but we know there's a halacha of Shinei Kona to Yufta the Rav. Amar Lecha Shani Yastav Namerka Asher Gazel Kamashi Gazel. So the Isser Gzela took place B'Shas Maisa Gzela. So that is not what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is not asking how come that is Mahani, which is what the Shita asked, what happened to B'Hesha V'Sa Gzela. The Gemara is asking on Shinei Kona. So you see from here that lo mahani affects more than just the specific maisa there that was violated. Now the nesivas, because the maisa there happened.
Yeah, so let's say it's for instance, Shinei Kona is based on some sort of kinyan shas maisa.
Okay, so hold off on that. So now, at the time of the shinoi, there was no. I'm assuming for the moment, without the nesivas, there was no avera that had been taking place. At the time of the shinoi, no avera, no. Right, holding off on the Nesivas. So the Nesivas, because this question says you have to say from this Gemara that there's an additional Aveira at the time of the Shinoi. And that's why Abaye and Rav are arguing about Shinoi Kona, because the Machlokas is in terms of the Maisa Aveira. But the Ksos, the Meshoviv, argues on the Nesivas and says that not the case. And the reason why it could be Mahani or not, even though the Aveira happened at the Shas Gzela, is because Shinei Kona is an outgrowth of the Isser Lo Sigzol, and if the Isser Lo Sigzol was done, if the Isser was taking place, so the chalos that will come out of that Isser is, according to Rava, shouldn't be Mahani, shouldn't have any validity.
It's based on the Kenyan Shechal B'Shas.
Right, so now I think that's going to, based on what we're saying, I think that's going to surround the Machlokas of Rava and Abaye in terms of Shinei Kona. That what Abaye will say is that since Isurei Torah have to have, when there's one that could be created, there is a chalos that's created, it's beyond Adam to create that chalos, so the Shinei Kona will be an outgrowth of that Aveira. That for Abaye, it's very easy to understand how at the Shas Maisa Aveira, there was a full kinyan, because that Isser Gzela can't go unaddressed. Every chalos that I create, I have the ability to do, has to have some way of registering. The way that registers is by giving me a kinyan on that chifetz. What in general is ma'akev me from utilizing that kinyan is the mitzvah hashava, and what Shinei Kona does is it allows me to knock away the mitzvah hashava and go back to my original kinyan. Now for Rava, then the way he would, because his starting point is different, the way he would understand Shina Kodala Maskana may differ. And that is that for Rava, it's not natural that, with a certain perspective of Gzela, because if the Maisa Gzela was done illegally, it's not natural that I should be able to create a chalos that grows out of that Maisa Vera. And therefore, the fact that I was over in Isser shouldn't give me anything. I shouldn't have any rights to the Chepetz. So Shina Kona for Rava will be a more Mechudish Gzera Sakasav, that although I didn't have a full Kinyan on Bishas Maisa Vera, I might be holding on to Chepetz that gives me some power, but I don't have a full Kinyan. There's no starting assumption that I should have rights. So the Maskana, there's Gzera Sakasav Shina Kona, will differ for Rava. And the Ksos actually makes this point. In Shimon's Shin Pei, he says that, and Ola Shlomo in our sugya also says this, that to answer Tosa's question in Meruba, why we need two psukim for Shina Kona. Tosa has his answer, so they're both saying the Loki Tosos, that the reason why I have two psukim is for Baye Rava. Because Abaye has the pasuk of Esnan, without reflecting that Shino is a more general idea, that it's nothing unique to Gzela, it's that the fact that I'm did a Shina that gives me a certain rights, and it's even easier when I had rights to begin with. That's what the Maisa Gzela gave me. Whereas for Rava, Shunei Kona is a Chiddush Gzela, Kein Shagazel. Now you might want to explain that and bring it closer to Rava and to gather evidence of how much Kenyan I had at Bishas Maisa, but it definitely doesn't start as compelling, where it's Muchrach because of the Avera that I have to have the Kenyan. So that shows you that Iyav Lo Mahani goes beyond just that specific Maisa Avera, but it extends to the things that grow out from that avera, and this is also seen.
But again, that doesn't prove.
No, it doesn't prove. It doesn't prove the.
That's part of the general view.
Right,
but it can be what I'm saying, which is
legality of the mess. Yeah.
But and this actually, I always thought that's the best.
The best, right?
So Shina Kona, the whole point is whether you say it's a kinyan zela or extension or new in the context of. By the way, the rabbis always say that the back of the Gemara called Shina Kona here and not Yehosh. Here in the Sugya Tura proves that Shina Kona is a Kinyan Gzela, whereas Rav Chaim's Torah that it's Kinyan Veda. But I'm saying the best example, even though what you spoke about before, the linguistic part, like, you know, it's the Kona and the Gittin part as well, I thought those are very good examples of this idea of illegality and validity.
Okay, so that, yeah.
Which overlaps with what you're saying, just what you're saying.
First, I think right, but the lines can be. That's why I think the lines could. I don't think it. We'll see. Maybe that's something that's more mukach. But yeah.
Can you maybe flesh out, because you said that according to Abaye, it's more of a natural.
Right, because according to Abaye, the fact.
I remember when the Rav discussed this in the Marupa. What's the idea that Kinyan Gzela or Shin Kona?
So I think for Abaye, at least in this figure, it's because it's proof of because I violated the Yisr. The fact that I violated the Yisr has to give me some it has to create something. I'm so when the Torah says what? What? It has to give me
not
the Gemara when the Torah says Lo Sigzal, so according to Abaye that means that Gzela has to work. That's what the Torah is telling me. The Torah is telling me
that is a riot
part of the Hagadah.
When Abaye is going to look at every lab and say, this lab is telling me the fact that the Torah is telling me not to must mean that I can't, and I have the ability to. So therefore, when I take it and I violate Lo Sigzal, that's the Torah is telling me that now this is mine. The Torah is also telling me at the same time, Beishas Megzela, I should give back what's mine. And what Shina Kona does is that closes the door on Beishas Megzela. What was mine, what the Torah told me from Lo Sigzal, can continue to be for mine.
You cannot have an Isser, an Averos Lo Sigzal without a king.
So that's a good question. So right? How? So Abaye would have to understand. So Abaye would have to understand Avadim and Karka. And going with a nefesh, Abaye would have to understand. That's what I said. Drawing lines, Abaye would have to understand those to be different than the.
Or you might just say
without the ability for kids.
Yeah, those much kishul like there's some exception to according to Abaye also.
Right, but it's clear there's going to be exceptions.
You might say
that the
shear of
zayla
may be a function of what's possible in the chayfetz. In other words, a chayfetz that is not neat on the kinyanim. So the way to steal it is to.
Right. So that's basically what I meant. Meaning the Isser Gzela is going to work.
Meaning
the Mechayev of the Isser Gzela in Karka is just taking control of Karka, whereas the Mechayev of the Isser Gzela
is
having the
Kenyan.
So when the Torah says, well, Sigzel is saying don't take away the other person's Kenyan. Beyond.
Just for Abaye, why do you have to say that the Mechayev is the Chalos? Why can't you say that the chayav is a maisa, but that philosophically what emerges from the shita is that there's also a chalos.
I don't think it has to be. I don't think the aveira has to. I'm not taking a stand whether they are.
When I pick up something,
that's,
I'm surely on it. When I pick up his something, I'm surely on his thing. That's a natural halos.
That's an open. I think that's an open question in Kenyanim. I think that's an open question.
It has to be illegal.
I don't think one's right at any place.
Not a question. Right is an abstract concept, but
Shmita. Well, I think that's an open question in Muchsakis and Kinyanim. Okay, so the next raya, where going beyond just an outgrowth of an issue that works directly. So the Gemara's next raya from Peya, the Gemara says that according to Abaye, that the Mishnah says that if someone was over on the Isser and reaped their entire field. So the Chi of Peya continues beyond the Kama into the Emarim, into the Kri, and even past Neruach and Machlok is Tanaim, if that goes even at the past Shinoi, where I've already baked that Tfuwa into bread. So what's the question of Abaye? The Gemara is asking, according to Abaye that holds Mahani, so why should there be a Chi of Peya going forward? So the Gemara is connecting the Lav, the there that I violated, and the Chi of Mitzvah, and then the Chi of Mitzvah Peya. Even according to Baye, who holds Lo Mahani and Alav, why should that affect the Mitzvah Seh? So for Rashi, it makes it a lot easier, because Rashi learns that the question was from the Shinoi. So then it basically is a repetition with an Afkamin and a Mitzvah to the previous Raya. That Rashi says that the Raya is that if you hold Shinoi Kona, so the fact that there's, according to one Tana, there is a Mitzvah Peya beyond, there is a Mitzvah Peya beyond post Shinoi. Doesn't that show you that Shinoi was Lo Mahani? But according to you, the Shinoi should be Mahani. And the Gemara says, Tazov Yisera. But Tosos understands the question to be from the earlier stages also. The Gemara's question is, that why should there be a Chi of Peya post the Isser? But I would answer that it's not a question of Baye. There's a Chi of Peya post the Isser, because it's an Isser, to take the Tfuah, but it doesn't undo my Chi of Mitzvah. I think the way to explain this is that if the machlokus is broader than just that specific maisa avera, so then we can understand how the violation blocks the mitzvah saseh. Because what Abaye is saying is the fact, just like we said by Shina Kona, the fact, just one step further, the fact that I was over an Isser, the Torah, then there has to be a response to that, more than just me having tefuah, because it was my tefuah to begin with. So it has to be for the next place to look in is what that tefuah affects. So there's a mitzvah in the tefuah that's gone now, because the results of my action had to register, and they registered on the mitzvah's payah. And lemaskana, when they're both going to agree to the exceptions, I think you could still say what similar point we said by Onas, Shigiris, and Shina Kona, they're going to be coming from opposite perspectives. But for Abaye, the mitzvah's payah is the reason why you could say lo mahani. For Rabba, Zamachodesh, it makes a lot of sense. I had a violation. It shouldn't affect anything. So I have a chovas peya going forward. But for Abaye, the more you would understand the mitzvah's peya to be focused on the mamon aniyim, the easier it is, I think, to say what he was trying to argue. That where the Gemara would assume that he was saying that if the chovas peya isn't to give for my tefuah to aniyim, because then if that would be true, so it's hard to understand how by me doing the ksira and trying to take that tefuah, it should undo the mitzvah. But the more you view the mitzvah's peya to be already mamon aniyim designated in the kama, so then we can understand how through my shinoi, through my not the shinoi kona, but through the violation that undid that mitzvah, because now there is no mitzvah's peya to give from my, without the tazov yisera to give from my tefuah. Once I made it my tefuah, that undoes the mitzvah's peya. So that's a big discussion. How you basically machlokes Rashi Tosfos that sugya baba kama. Whether or not there's some shame mamon aniyim already at the time before the nesina, the Rambam has a lashon kapach. I just noticed undoes this, but Rambam had a lashon in the other yourselves that it's a nesina. Basically, it says something along the lines of shulchan kabbalah kazachu that it's a nesina me'kadosh baruch hu to the aniyim. You're not giving the aniyim. It's set aside already that this is mamon aniyim, and you just have to do the Torah said not to give Shulchan Kabbalah, so the Imri Bina in Hilchos Terumos Maaseh, he develops some of this idea. So I think coming in from the opposite perspectives That's definitely the way a baye would have to understand the mitzvah's payah, to show that by not reaping, by reaping the field and taking in his mind, that undid the key mitzvah. Another example on the daf where you see lo mahani going further than just that aveira itself. So Tosos by Mashkon asks how Abaye is going to read the Gemara in Bava Metzia. That the Gemara asks Mashkon that Rava, that you see that it's mahani of the kinyan Mashkon in between it. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia Laman Aleph says Hashav Tashav, that a double lashon of a mitzvah hashava on a Mashkon. So the Gemara says, if I only had one pasuk, I only said that you have to give up big back the mashkon brishas. How do I know even shalom brishas touch it? So for Abaye, why do I need xeris akasav? Why is the Gemara assume that it's harder to say xeris akasav for a case shalom brishas? If of course shalom brishas, I'd have to, there should be chovas hashava because I was kohen. I hold mahani. So Tosa says for the way Abaye is going to learn that sugya. If I would have only had one pasuk, I would have only learned it on a case of mashkon brishus, meaning that when I take it be'isser, then there wouldn't have, if the Torah had chosen, there wouldn't have been in mitzvah hashava only having one pasuk. That seems to assume, I still would have said, even if I hold mahani and I have a kinyan, the Torah should tell me specifically in that case for a chovas hashava due to the isser. What Tos is saying for Abaye is that your kinyan that you would have that's created from the mahani is stronger than the stam. If I take it beheter, okay, so whatever kinyan a person has in mashkon, whatever level of kinyan he would have, you have to figure out. But when it's a kinyan through the low mahani, through the mahani that's stronger than the rishus, and therefore I wouldn't have a chovas hashava because the Torah is being made by the fact that I'm being over on the isser, that the result of that has to be mine. And if I had a mitzvah shava, I would put in a place where the Torah never said that I have to have a full kinyan. The Torah said that I take a mashkon and I give it back. And I think what expresses this idea is the Yerushalmi and Trumos, that in Perek Gimel, where it discusses being a makdim Trum Bikurim, it basically reformulates the bayin and says, how do I know mash aso aso? How do I know that what I did worked because I was over below sase? Meaning that the Torah, by being over in the Losei, the Torah is being made that this had to work. Because the Abaye's perspective is not just that Mahani works because there is Yisurei Chasa. Mahani has to work because by the Torah answering it on me, the Torah is giving me the ability to create that, to affect that Chalos.
How do you get it
from Yisham? Because the Yisham, meaning the Yisham is that basically opposite. It doesn't say, because I'm over in Losei, so there's a Chalos. The Torah says, how do I know that there is a Chalos? Because there was a lab that was violated.
Oh, because isn't that the same thing? Isn't that similar to the
I think, but end up with the same Nachshamina.
The same idea. If it weren't the fact that it was Chal, Torah would have not served.
If it wasn't the fact that it's... Well, that's not true.
It would be a Pula
B'Alma. Right. But the fact that I was violated the Yisr shows
me...
Because
it means the Torah is answering it. It means it must be Chal. Why does it mean that... it sounds like you're saying, because it's...
Right. The fact that I was saying about Lo Sigzal, but the Torah said Lo Sigzal, that means not just don't take this chayfetz, it means that by taking this chayfetz, you will then in turn have a kinyan. Yeah, I don't think I said simon.
What?
I don't think I said simon, did I?
No, where do you get that from Yerushalmi?
No, because Yerushalmi is you saying that, how do I know Masha Asa? So how do I know the Chalos has been chal? Because the Torah says, don't do it.
But then, I'm saying, how do you know that it's Sibah? Is that what you're trying to prove?
Saying it could be a simin. Right, so I think the fact that the Gemara means the opposite way our Gemara phrases it.
But even
so,
just
so I
thought the way that Yerushalmi phrases it, how do you know that it's a simin?
I'm saying contrast to the Bible.
Just taken independently, the Lashon of Yerushalmi sounds much more that it's a simin than the Siva. How
also,
do you know that it works because of Teresa Dosa?
That's a raya that there's a chalos.
Right.
Right. That's
why
I mean.
Is it a close? Why is it
so that? So no, I don't think it has to be the Siva. I don't think I'm saying Siva. I'm just saying that this is expressing this idea, just like a mashkon. The fact that it's not just that I took it and the Torah said the other should take a mashkon. The fact that I violated the law, so the Torah is bringing you a raya that this is mine. The raya that I could bring you that this worked is from the Torah, opposed to just showing you that it's mine. That's all I'm saying.
That seems to be better, right?
That's a single.
It's very
conum
more than you're saying.
You're going which way? Mashkon?
by mashma.
So taking lashon yerushalmi and mashma might be going one step further. Where I think this is most expressed in the sugya is from the raya the Gemara brings from being torim min al sheino mina. The previous raya being torim min aral yafa, that's easier to understand because there's an iser. What level of iser is subject to machlokes? But min al sheino mina, the Gemara doesn't quote psukim to tell you that it's aser. Right? The other raya is bahari gezel. The Rachman Amar lo sigzel. Don't say bahari min al sheino mina where the Torah says this can't be done. Don't do it. So we just know from the Midrashos in the Yerushalmi and the Midrashim and the Mishnayos that min al sheino mina, there is no chalos truma. That's what the Gemara asks as a question on a bayit. If there's no iser here, so what? Why should it be mahani? Abai said that through Yisurim, it's mahani. Abai doesn't say that I could make a chalos truma where the Torah says that this is not truma, right? Abai can't say, according to Abai, how come I can't be machmir truma from this chair because I hold mahani. It's not truma. So why shouldn't min hashein amino be similar to that? So there are some, mainly achronim, but it's also tashbeits, who wants to create an isra asay. Even though the Torah doesn't explicitly say there's an isra asay of being torim min hashein amino, they learn the drashim imenu and they put it together with mineralia. Just like mineralia is an isra asay, so too all these lacking of afrashas are isra asay. The right against them is, I think, at least for the Ramban. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos counts. He counts the Mitzvos losa say dafka by mineral yafe. Min al sheino mina doesn't say. You forgot one more losa say, or of
mit. They're going for the Ramban.
What? Yeah, cricket. Okay. So the Ramban doesn't have an isra say either. It's a ikuv. It's an ikuv in the Mitzvos of Russia. So assuming that's true, that there is no losa say or isra say. So what's the kasha? What's the kasha to buy? The more you understand, in light of what we're saying, the chalos, the ability to create chalios, how far are you going to go, I think, is the question, but is totally biyana adam. So within truma, so you can draw lines in different places, but within truma, it's not a crazy assumption what the Gemara is asking. According to Abai, the Torah says that this is not the best way to do Truma. The Truma shouldn't be chal this way. But if I go ahead and do it, so why shouldn't the Truma be chal? Is what the Gemara is asking. Now, why doesn't the Gemara bring other cases of Truma that are like this? The Gemara could have asked from Ein Torah Mechubar, which is the question that Chonim asked. So that's probably within the model that we set up where you could be Mechalik and say that Ein Torah Mechubar, the Maskana, they'll all be the same. But in the Havamina, Ein Torah Mechubar is like the chair, whereas Min HaShein Amino, so that is a way of having a frasha done properly, but if I decide to go above and beyond what the Torah laid out for me the best way to do and express my rights, then there's no reason why, according to Baye, the chalos truma shouldn't be chal. So unless you want to create an isra asir that's not really there, that I think is the best way to explain that Gemara. And with this, I think we can explain the very difficult Rashi.
That also can be
a legality, right? So that's why I said to Rabbi, it depends what you mean by legality, and Rabbi said, right? So that I agree. That meaning now,
where's the legality?
I mean, and why won't a chalos kedushin in a certain form be that could also be part of legality? So that's what I'm saying. I mean, using the Rav Chanan, I think that would expand a baye beyond just isurim to now. You're right.
I agree. Yeah. I just don't think that's necessarily.
No, I don't think that's going to go across the board. Right. I think it could be
things that are legal, proper, and whenever, whether the Rav Shalom is swooping in or.
Right, no, so you're right, Inachanam. You don't have right, okay. That I agree is not
it's everything that's osur is illegal and there are some things that are illegal that are still not osur. You have to figure out what the actually min mimino is actually great. It ends up being very close to what you're saying, because that's the way you're supposed to do it, meaning that's the Hagdara.
So then you could be remarried to your opinion. But by saying is the chalos in the Havamina is biyotcha. Well, that Havamina was that you could. I mean, I could exactly. You could be remarried to the chalos, the Torah design, for to have an ideal mitzvah of Russia. Now, with this, I think we'd explain a Rashi that caused a lot of difficulty that I haven't seen anyone have an explanation for at all, just even a quasi explanation. The Gemara asks from Machish by Mumin. According to a Rava, it's quite a hard question itself, but the question is on Rava over here. We'll leave that out. So the Gemara says, it's exeris akasa for Rava, that even though it was asur, it's mahani. And then according to Abaye, why do we need that exeris akasa of l'ned delo yiratza, rutsa hu delo maratza, ha mikdash kadish, with Abaye, I delo barachmano, l'ned delo yiratza, ha vamino ka over mitzvah kasher. I would have thought that even though it was makdash by mumim, I did the wrong thing. I was violated the mitzvah, but it's still kasher. Kamash malan lenedel yiratza. It's not kasher. Kasher for what? Rashi says kasher afil lahakrev kamash malan. Rashi says the havina for bayit without the gzeras kasher is that I could bring this carbon bekashrus on the mizbeach. So there are two questions the Achronim ask here. The first question that I'm not going to deal with, they ask, is in terms of the kedusha of that carbon. And if it doesn't have requisite kedusha like guf, how could you bring on the mizbeach? That's a volume of musugia. But the question they also ask, Sfas Emes, I think the Brisker asked this as well, the Sfas Emes leads us at Sarachian, is how could you say the kasher, that you're allowed to bring this carbon? The Gemara and Daf Zion says that there's a iser, Daf Vav, sorry, there's an iser to be makar balei mumim. You're right, over mitzvah kasher, and you violated the hakdasha. But going forward, there should still be an iser hakrava. So how could you say that it's kasher to bring this carbon? El, you have to say what Rashi means, which he doesn't mean, is not what he's saying, is that it's only kasher b'diavad. But along with what we're explaining Abaye, I think this havmina, even though it's radical, it could be understood. That you're right, there's an iser hakrava's balei mumim. But at the same time, and this is what Sam called last week a theological impossibility, at the same time, I was makdish this carbon. So that means that the kedusha, the fact that makdish carbon means that this carbon needs to be brought, and it's my responsibility to bring it. At the same time, the Torah did say lo sakrivo, I can't be makir v'al mumim, but I would have been obligated. Right, kasher afilu hakir doesn't mean that when you brought it, you know, we would say mazel tov and throw dinner. You would still violate the issur of lo sakrivu, but kasher l'hakriv, I'm still obligated, my chiyuv to bring it, still exists in so full.
It's both
for two different reasons. Because what a bai holds, because what a bai holds mahani, and that just goes beyond more than just the violation of the law. A bai holds mahani that he has the right person, has the right through his actions that have chalios. Those get in the system. Yeah, you could. The system is set up in a way where there could be a, I'm not the right word, I'm not going to call it a fault in the system, but the system is set up perfectly that through a person's actions, at the same time as a chovas hakrava, there's a different isser. If it was internal to the same exact isser, then it would self-implode. But a different isser is telling him at the same time, don't bring that carbon. But he himself told him by creating a hakdasha, which is chal, according to Bayi, to bring it, kamash one, the Gzeres Kasher is telling us that's not true. I don't think there are any cases where that would be true, but that at least could explain that difficult Rashi. Now, in light of what we've said till now, I think we could try. So that would go back to what we were saying in terms of the Hutch perspective, that certain times were
very strange.
Once you've done, yeah, that goes back to that.
He says you're not over?
You're not over.
It's honest, like an honest
You're not over?
What?
He said then if you happen to be in a town where there are no compass, because there was no Easter, there's nothing wrong with this, with the Dalat compass when it's different, you know, when you're taking a hazard. The chazir is a puzzle. There's nothing wrong with Dalat Kampus when it doesn't
have to sit
on my table.
It's
so a berry there.
Right.
The only thing that makes you a berry is when you put it on me. So we go to sit when you put it on me, so I can't put sit if it happens to be Shabbos, I don't get any of it.
It's not responding to the Kofas Agamra.
Yeah, this is the place of the 100%.
So that would be a tremendous right. That's the third paradigm. You have the paradigm where it's usher. You have I can't eat chayv. It's usher. And then you have also the paradigm where there's no isher to begin with. It's not an isher gavra. It's not isher.
It's a chovas gavra.
Until it becomes on me, it becomes an isher.
Right. That's the third.
And
third
if I can't
point.
Rectify, then you want to say you don't get an isher.
In light of what we explained in the sugya, I think we could try to attempt to also explain the Rambam Shita and Yavlo Mahani. The Rambam Shita is puzzling enough that I think seems to be, just from what's quoted in Piyush Shmuel, the Reb Chaim must have changed his mind on the Shorna, which came first, which came second. But the way the way Reb Chaim explains around the Tumura assumed that Ram passes like Rava, and the way the Ram explains, the way the Reb Chaim explains the Ram is in Hilchos Mavilova seems to assume that the Ram is passing like a Baye. But in terms of just before we see the Ram, is what the different approaches are. The Rivash and Siman Tafnin Ches, Kesem Shekotis and Perkin Hilchos Mavilova assumes the Ram passes like Rava, and the Lecha Mishnah Hilchos Bechoros Bavhei assumes the Ram passes like a Baye. And Rabbi Kivager in a Tshuva Kuf Chav Tes says that it's a Sfeika Dibina, and therefore there won't be Makos in certain cases, and you won't have to, and on one side and things, and Mechiros won't be Chal on the other side of things. But with the full range of, you know, opinions, Safek, Rav Abai, and change of mind Rabbi Chaim, I think we could try to explain how the Rambam holds. We're going to assume that he's going to pass him like Rav, and the reason why I'm going to assume this is because the Rambam in Hilchos Tumura. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumura, as we've read many times, Aleph says that Sibur v'Shutfin, even though they're Enos in Tumura, even Himuro after B'Shem Muzhar Shalimur, they still get Malkus. Right? Sibur v'Shutfin, even though there's no Chalos Tumura, there's still Malkus. Unless Abaye and Rav have nothing to do with Malkus, which I don't think the Rambam assumes, if you really take the Mari Korkis and the Chazanesh to the extreme, this, I think, is a very clear raya that he passes like Rava. Because according to Abaye, it would be very difficult to understand why Tzibur B'Shutim would be the exception to the lack of Malkus in the case of Mahari. Tumura is a Isser, or call it Isser Pool, call it Isser Chalos, whatever you want. There is a Chalos that is tied to the Isser. The Gemara asks from Tumura, it's part of the Sugi of Abaye Rava, so it's hard to divorce it from the Sugi. And the fact that Rambam says that you could be Loka in a case where it's not Chal would seemingly point towards Rava. So the way is this what you mean? Just like you find by Lavadi Teklase and Lav Shemba Maisel, you can define the Lav as 100 Dara. So since this is a Rava Lav in one case, then meaning since Abaye holds that the carbon doesn't lose its Kedusha, so then every other Napkamina of Tumura is also called.
I don't know every Lav Kamina, but like there are cases, like let's say for Mishana Mikdusha Lekdusha, where there is Malkus, Lechora even according to Abaye, where it's not Chal.
Where it's not Chal. Right. But then the fact that Tumura has cases where there's never chalos. The fact that Tumura has cases where there is a chalos and there's not a chalos, and you're still getting malchus on the makom that there's.
Right. So
and the Gemara doesn't.
Kind of
the Gemara doesn't. I mean, the Gemara doesn't hold like the Rambam, but then the Gemara asks from Tumura. The only problem it has with Tumura is, so the only thing I thought to say, but I don't want to
say it. Why can the Rambam argue something passing against Abaye on that point?
Which
I
mean,
the point? On the point that if there's no chalos and there's no basis to be located,
okay.
But maybe
acceptability. Okay, so let's maybe Mashav will need to say that, but I think that could be a possibility. Unless you want to say, which is not so compelling, that when the Gemara Havamina, that similar to what I just told you, when the Gemara Havamina, that Tumura is not Mahani Lagamre, because at least the Kachim remain Kachim, even though it's Mahani in terms of creating the Chulun, so then you would view the whole Isser Tumura as being Lomhani, but there's no necessity to say that, because I think the Rambam will work out fine saying like Rava, so let's assume from this Rambam that he passes like Rava. One of the Arams I'm leaving off here, but one of the stronger rayas that he passed in, that they try to deal with, they pass him like Abaye, is in Hilchos Bechoros, Perek Vav, Halacha Hey. Rambam says following: Ma'aseh Behem Asal Melcha Kishu Tavim Shenemer Ba Lo Yigal Piyashmu Alamdu Shazeh Shenemer Lo Yigal At Iser Mechir B'Mashma Shein Nigal Beno Nimkar Klal. The year Ali Shahamocher Meiser Loasaklum, below Kanalokeach, Lafichach Inuloke, Kemocher Karme Kohanim, Shal Kanalokeach, Kemocher Yifas Tower, Kemoshi Fredum Komo. The first part's obvious, but there's an issue to some Meiser Behem. Then the Rambam says, Yira Ali, that the Mechir is not Chal, and therefore you're not Loke. That does sound a lot like Abaye, and according to Rava, the Mechir not being Chal shouldn't pose a problem for there being Malkus, and that's what led the Lecha Mishnah right here on the spot to think that he passed is like Abaye. The difficulty with that is the Vayir Ali, which I don't think is just going on the lack of Mechira itself. I think it's lack of Chalos Mechira. It's also going on the Malkus, because I don't, as the Mepharshim pointed out, that seems to have some evidence that the Mechira is not Chal, but it's also additionally going on Lefich Inaloka. If you assume the Vayir Ali is also going on Lefich Inaloka, Rambam is saying a Chiddush. So to say Lefich Chinah Lokan Abaye is not a Chiddush. That is
because the Pesukim say that.
No, it's when the Pesukim says Lo Yigal. You can't
The Gemara learned out that it's not
chalav. What do you mean?
Does the Gemara bring out Zariah against the Bayek?
The Gemara says...
Loi Macher, so do you see for it's not chalav?
The Gemara says you can't... Hold on a second. The Gemara says... Nachal, right?
Yeah,
Nachal.
Yeah,
Nachal.
Yeah,
right. Right. Well, you got also then that seems right. So that seems
so
to be right. The only problem is that he doesn't put the early in between those two things. But I mean, if it was fully not the chiddush, he should have said inu nimkar klal v'lo asaklum, right? V'lo asaklum v'lo kana lokech v'yerali. But you know, look, I can move from
Karmic
line. So I think that
is this possible for a bayi that this would be usur? He's over the avera, but it's not chal.
It's possible for a bayi that you're over on the avera and you're not chal, right? Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a bayi. I mean, he says that I was not chal and lufichach. You know, look.
No, but that's on the model. I'm saying the first point.
Right.
Komas of the marijuana, you lo sabi, you gabi mahani.
Mahani. So here are you over on the avera?
The Rambam seems to say, Kola, right? Doesn't he say there's an issue?
He never says that. I'll pull up on that point. I think he never says that it's Asir. He says,
Kol, start from the Kol.
He counts on the Amitos, but he says,
start from the Kol.
Where did I go? Mephish Malanga was one of his Kol.
There's
the whole thing. Okay, Mephish Malanga, she's actually going to go off this of Bechir and Majma, she's in Nigal, in an Imkar Klal. The yearly Shamocher Meister lost a clump. Look how okay. If you know, look at the more carbon collapse, so kind of okay. Come up, you have to talk about she's going to come up. Correct myself. He does say it's us, sir. He never says that you violate the sir, is what I tend to say. Well, we'll see the counters in a second. So, this, so how would that explain it? You're saying you want to say the Ram holds what? Facing this.
I'm just saying that if you assume that Abaye holds that any time you're over an Isser, it has to be that it's Chal, that this is not consistent with Abaye.
Right. Right. The Gemara has this as an exception. That's the exception. So that's true. That's the facts. That's the exception. That it is not chal. The ficha in a look, it sounds a lot like a baye. So I think
it's
Mamish Rabbeinu Baruch's not three. Yeah, it is exactly what the Nachman is. Right. And so that if Rabbeinu Baruch's correct. So that is he's given the Nachman is passing like a baye. So the way to explain how, in light of Tamura, which I don't want to...
Is it possible,
he says, it's a lav she'im b'maisa, that is possible, and there are mafarshim who say that lav she'im b'maisa, that is taking a big stand on lav she'im b'maisa, because arguably, the act of saying, not just saying, but here's my maisa b'hema, come and buy it, and making the maisa kinyan, even though it's not chal, that could potentially be a maisa.
The Chok doesn't answer this for Rabbeinu Baruch by saying, since the Gemara says it's not
Rabbeinu Baruch, but Rabbeinu Baruch is obviously not assuming that way. You see from Rabbeinu Baruch, but you see from Rabbeinu Baruch clear that there should be Malkus on Mechiras Ma'aseh Behema. So he's obviously assuming that. I think something before the Chazanish. The Chazanish says this. I'm not sure exactly this. I think it's only after Lo Mahani. Yeah.
Only after
Lo, that could only be only. That's possible. It's only after Lo Mahani. Then we're saying the same thing, right? Then it's the same. Then it's not an additional. Forget Lo Mahani. Mahani. It's only because of Lo Mahani. So then it's become the same point. The way to explain this Rambam, assuming he does pass like Rava, long lines of what we're saying, is that for Rava, there are certain chalios that are so beyond the person that even. We're going to see how far to go with it. But even the Meimad Rachmana is what would be the Gorim for Malkus normally, it is not achieved. The attempt, the attempt is Meimad Rachmana, that's Malkus. The attempt to sell Meister Behema, it's not just not Chal because it's Aser. Meister Behema is so Mufka for my Rishus because it's Mamun Gavoa that I can't sell this carbon that Lefichach Inu Loka even according to Rava. And that's why it's Vayir Ali. My Chiddush is, says the Rambam, that even though I pass on like Rava, there are cases within Rava where because the understanding of Rava is normally, even though Chalios are Be'isar beyond me, I could get Malkus for the attempt because that's not beyond me. I did the Maisa, I did the attempt. You can't deny that I did it. It's there on the videotape. But here, the videotape means nothing. You didn't accomplish anything. Now, how far do you go with that? Does that mean that you didn't violate the Isser? I think that is a possibility, as we'll see in the contrast. I think there are some cases where you would violate the Isser, but there's not enough of Meimad Rachmana to get Malkus on. It's possible from Mechir of Meis Behema, it's Usser.
How do you read that?
What?
More than
the Gemara.
bringing this as a kasha.
The Gemara is bringing the fact that it's not chal as a kasha on a bayit. And the Gemara says that it's exerts a kasha that it's not chal. So now, what Rava would, so Rava doesn't have to commit to anything for that. But Rava will tell you is that the reason why it's not chal, it is a kasha on a bayit. I mean, will a bayit, does a bayit have to hold the same lamdas that I just explained, I think, up for grabs as well? That a bayit may not hold this. I mean, a bayit would hold that even. How, you see by term in a raliyach, depending how, what is the gorim for why it shouldn't be chal, even if the chalos is not chal, be, not just because it's asr, but there's another factor here, Abai still might be able to say mahani over there. So that is a good question. So there is a mashal to that. I think the way...
It's
never violable in terms of I won't become... I think maybe the Torah is driving home. This isr is establishing this point that it's usher to even attempt it, but it won't be over on the usher because the attempt wasn't meaningful. The
Are you saying more than here the vice is defined? But it's one of the rare cases where the vice is defined by the chalos.
Right, but
without a chalos, there isn't even a vice.
And there's no malchus. I'm saying there's
the
no malchus.
And you
violate the Isser. Meaning the conscious says when the Rambam compared.
We're not saying, you might say that there's an Isser, there's still an Isser merit as a general
point.
There's no
Maisa there, and that's not coming as beyond malchus. Meaning, and let's say, does that mean there is tshuva, but there's no malchus?
Correct.
Is there anything in between those two?
Can you have something?
Meaning, now let's say nafkaminas are between those two. So I understand that you didn't violate the issue in terms of the degree of getting malchus, but
you didn't do a ma'aseh aveira, and that's always what triggers malchus, because malchus is always about the ma'aseh aveira.
Fine,
yeah. So my ma'aseh aveira, and all these things.
Okay, fine.
But you were avar a member drach. Normally, being avar a member drach,
gives you malchus,
because that also signifies that
here
you did ma'aseh aveira. There are rare mitzvos for zeres hakasuv reflected, or just by their nature. Different, I think, scenarios of it, in which it's clear that the kalos is part of the hagdara of the ma'isa. So you have of our you did an iser gabra, but you didn't really do a ma'isa there.
Full of the mer, the
right.
So just
toward
mashal.
I heard that shot from
the
rav from his father Moshe Salavation, this rambam, that here rav agrees with Abaye.
So the mashal I was going to say is, I think,
so I'm just
the
adding
the
to that, that there is a
so in the Chidushei Agram, Ramosh Soloveitchik, I think, gives as a mashal the Kedusha Nitan of Meiser Shein, where he also thinks that, so I don't know how far he's going with this, that he also thinks that really there's no practical way to violate the Isser. So I guess what Ron's like saying is to limit that is there's no practical way to violate the Isser, because you can't be mafkir the Kedusha. The Isser is to be mafkir the Kedusha. That can't happen. The Kedusha isn't there. So I guess practically you could be over on, yes, I think this will explain the Lashonos. I think we're going to go with that. That you could, you're over on the name of the Rahmana of don't do this. You're not even over on the Maisa there itself. And the Kachas, the Ram compares this to selling HBC fast towers. So if you look over there in Hilchos Malachim Parakhes, so the Ram there says that even though it doesn't work and you don't get Malchus, along the same lines of what he's saying over here, he says that you're over on the Losa, say, which he specifically leaves off in Hilchos Bechor. Hilchos Malachim Parakhes Halacha. The Ram says, the imachra over the losa says shenemar imachra losim kredim b'kesef the imachra ina mechura umachzir hadamim v'cheinim kavsha achar shenivu l'shem shechva mishtavish over the losa. So he doesn't say you're not loke, he doesn't say you are loke. And Hilchos Sanhedrin, when he lists all the malchios, he does not have it. There's a probably mistaken gears in Sefer Mitzvahs that says that you are loka, but they point out it's probably mistaken that...
Two times the lot came with mice. One is the lot came with mice. I didn't make any mice.
Right.
The mice, I did do them. I want you to tell what it is. But if I did do a maisa, then you say, well, we don't consider that.
That's still not a maisa.
Then we make yours maisa.
Right.
But there was a maisa.
There was a maisa, yeah, right. So maybe that's the difference between...
There's something that is a maisa,
yeah.
Something there is no maisa at all here.
So I think that might be a difference here. So there he clearly says that even though it's a similar structure, you're over, you can't sell it, usher to sell, there is no chalos mechira, there's no malchus, but there he says that you're over on the losa say. So I think that would explain that in Hilchos Bechor, you're not even, you might be over on the generic name of the Rachmana, but you're not over on the losa say of mice. And the difference is that even though the mechira is not chal on either of them, what makes it mufka to sell a Eishas Yifas Tower opposed to a Bechor is there at least that you have a Maisa Mechiras Eishas Yifas Tower. The Torah tells you don't sell it. But in Hilchos Bechoros, it's more than that. It's the Mamon Hektish that does not allow for the Yifas Tower to be sold. And a similar thing you have in the Rambam by Hilchos Shemitah Liyovel Parakirale.
Saying that in Yifas Tower you are over, but in Bechor
you're over without Malchus, and Bechor you're not over on that. You're over. You know what? How can we say you're over below Sase? Because you're over. The attempt wasn't even. It was an Aveira, but you weren't over the Losa say. That's specifically Losa say.
What was the other?
The Aveira was to. Boroshan said, Lo Yigael. So you tried to rebel.
Don't try.
The attempt. But it's not.
But if that's the Aveira, then that's the Isra, then isn't that? I don't know.
That's the Isra, but that's not the Maisa.
That's not the Maisa Aveira.
But you've been over this Isra, right?
You've been over. I'm not sure. I don't.
You've embedded in the multi layers of the thing is. Don't try, even though it
isn't. I'm wavering. I'm not sure how far to go, but there could be such a thing. There could be an Isra Torah where there's really no practical way to actually violate the Isra.
So you want to say you are over, so.
I was saying something similar to Mechas Kinach, yeah.
Excuse me. I think you maybe a little bit of an answer there is you're over by trying. If you're not over the mice of the other. You're over. They're not trying the different kind of things. You get it.
I would say you're not over. You're definitely not over.
Exactly.
On the
you do any
full losa.
But you are over.
There's something lacking in the losa set here, whereas opposed to mechiras ishis fast tower. There's besides the fact that it's also there's nothing that's lacking in the mechira.
I mean, the Torah tells you shouldn't do it, but the way you did it, you weren't over the meisah. You were over the meisah, but doing what Torah tells you shouldn't try to do.
And
that's a different kind of, but that's not the maisa of the Avera himself. That's a different general maisa. And anything the Torah doesn't have to do, you shouldn't try to do it. Even if it doesn't go through the maisa itself.
Another example along those lines is the Rambam in Shemitah of the Yovel, in terms of selling Eretz Yisrael Shemitah. So the Rambam there also says the same point, that you're an Eidel Loke, Shneim over there. It's also Shneim over, right? If they sell both the Mocha and the Keach are Shneim over below Sasei, but the Ein Masei Mo'ilin El Atachsar Sal Labala Biyovel, and you're not Loka again. Even though according to Rava, you potentially could be Loka without the Lav Shneim Ma'isa issue, maybe the same exact issue. You're not going to get Malchus, and this Mishnah Melech already brings up the difficult Sefer Achinuch, where there is Malchus, and the Rambam and the Hasagah of Sefer Mitzvos connects this to the Machlokes by Rava. He actually thinks that according to Abaye, this would be a great example for Abaye also, he thinks according to Ramban, it's clear that according to Abaye, the Mechira is Chal. Even though the Torah says, there's a lot of things that it could have brought. I think what we said in Shina Kona would explain the answer to all those questions. But according to Abaye, the Mechira would be Chal. But for Rava, Mechira is not Chal, there's no Malchus, because this is also similar to Bechor, that the Mechira basically makes this point, that the lack of the ability to sell Eretz Yisrael is not just tied to Lav, something much more than that. Maybe the Lav reflects this, that you're not Bailim. You might be Bailim for 50 years, but beyond that, you're not Bailim, so the Mechira is lacking in its, even the Meimer Rachmana part of the Losa Seh to get the Malchus is lacking. So those Rambams would go together. What's left off is the Rammanos Aniyim in terms of the Peah, which is a small issue, in terms of how he passes like Rava. And that is that he quotes the drush of Tazel Yisera in the wrong place. Rava has Tazel Yisera for Hishkim v'Hifker Karmo, Hifker Karmo v'Hishkim v'Boker and Yorizo. Abaye has it for the continual Hafrasha, the Rambam in Perak Aleph Halacha Beis and Gimel has it by the same has Abaye's drasha for Rav. He says, Avad kol katsir, Avad katsir is called Sada Asaf, appears na yilam lokech ma'at imena shekatsir mimash Asaf, v'nos la'aniyam shenisinos amitsasei, v'aniyah la'agir tazal osam. Even after you violated, and you were over v'katsir, there's still a mitsasei, which he's going to call in Halacha Gimel, a lavanitek la'asei, to continue giving the pay. So that's not needed. That josh is not needed for Rava. It's not. It shouldn't be a lavanitek la'asei for Rava, because you don't need that. It's a lomahani for Rava. You see from the Gemara Daf Hei Bayones that lomahani is one level. Lavanitek la'asei is going beyond lomahani. So how come the Rambam quotes the josh for the josh the Gemara uses for Abaye for Rava, and why is it called lavanitek la'asei? So I think that would end that. Those two questions are answered in one swoop by saying that Echanami doesn't have to be Labanitik Lasei, but the Ram felt that it was, just like Onas Shigirish. And that's going beyond Lomahani. That's what the Gemara basically says, that even though it's Lomahani, since it's a Nitak Lasei, that's a form of Mahani. The Torah is telling you at the same time that it told you not to do it, and there's a reason to not be Mahani. The fact that now there's a Kiyamitz Lasei shows that it was Mahani, and now I have to do something with it. That being true, the two dinim that come out of the Gemara, Hamathir Karmo and Tazol Yisera, could really stem from the same point, from that additional mitzvah. If you understood peyah as a lav shekinu asay, it's not really nitak asay. There's an asay and there's a lav, so the halachas don't have to relate. Lav and nitak asay and peyah is telling you that the chiyuv, the sina, goes further beyond the avera. And once that's being true, the chiyuv and the sina could go further beyond places where you might have thought you have a p'tur. It's creating a chovas agavra beyond the ches of tfuah. So once that's true, you're going to have a nitak lasei, and you're going to have to give after you've been over in the Yisr. And there are cases where you might have, in terms of that chesed, you said it's hefker, you might have pocketed it. But once you're rezocha, that chovas agavra comes back, that comes from the same exact tazel of Yisera. Why he quotes it here and not there? Here he's trying to express the ikr mitzvah say, he doesn't need the drush over there once it's true. And Tosas and Nida and Daf Nal says this, that for Rava, you could have two dinim from the same drusha, and therefore it's not difficult why the Rav quotes that drusha. The last Rams to deal with is then Hilchos Mavalove, beginning of Perek Gimel, very difficult Rambam. This is what caused Reb Chaim to think that the Rambam was held lo mahani. What caused the thing that he held mahani is the whole chesed that we've gone over a few times about Tmura, the different Reb Yochanan and Rava, why he rejects the Dibur Sabi Maisa. That's brought down a bunch, actually, as standards, also in the Beis Halevi, quotes of Hashem Chaim in a footnote in Simi Dalid. So the Rambam helps Mavalove has three cases. Amana, Klei Ochel Nefesh, and Shlo Brishas. So the Gemara asks from Bayin Rav and Shlo Brishas, what about the first two? So this is the Rivash really thinks this is the Raya that he passes Lo Mahani, because the Rambam says in all three cases you have to give the Mashkan back. Two, he says Baal Karcho, and the third case he says Mishum Labani Tekvasei. Reb Chaim explains these Rambams in the following sense. Passes like a Baye, so that is why in Halacha Aleph and Beis, I have to give back the Mashko and Baal Karcho. Because if not giving back Midin Lavanitek Lasei alone, but it's Lo Mahani, and therefore right away I have to give back the Mashko of the Amana and the Klei Ochel Nefesh. And Halacha Dalid, when it comes to Shalom Bereshus, so that's Nitek Lasei, because those two Isurim differ. Even though we hold Lo Mahani, one is an Isur in the result, in having that Mashko, so therefore I only have to give it back due to the Nitek La'asei. The other two is the Isser's constant Isser. It's not even a bar mashkon, he calls it. To grab onto a mashkon that shouldn't be taken from a man on Klei Ochel Nefesh is a constant, the lav itself, constant pressure of a lav to give back the mashkon. Therefore, you don't need a Nitek La'asei to return the mashkon. But assuming that a paskin is like Rava, I think the way you would explain the differences between Klei Ochel Nefesh and a man on one hand and Shalom Bereshus is that the Rambam really learned that the Lavanitek La'asei only applies in that third case of Shalom Brishas. It's the only time he says Lavanitek La'asei. The other two times, you're really giving back based on Rava's Lomahani. I mean, back to Rava's Lomahani, if that's true, there's one difficulty, and that is why in those first two cases, by Almana and Klei Ochel Nefesh, the Rambam says that you're only Lokeh if Avad Avashkon or Nisra called him Sheyach to Lokeh. That sounds a lot like Lavanitek La'asei. According to Rava, you should be loka at the moment you took it. You're over Mamad Rahmana. And the ability to keep it, that's based on Lomahani. And Halacha Gimel, parallel to Halacha Gimel. So why does it have the parallels of Halacha Gimel in terms of Nitak Lasei? of not being mokin until it's avad, but it doesn't parallel halacha gimel in terms of giving it back bal karcha. So gimel is a classic lavadin teglasei, and therefore that undoes lo mahani, and you only have to give it back when the yaseh kicks in. The other two are lo mahani. The reason why you're loke, I think there are different ways you could say this, either muted form of lavadin teglasei. I think the way I prefer to say it is a din in lavanitam l'tashlumin, that there's two types of lavanitam l'tashlumin. There's gzela, where the actual lav itself is, gneva is a better example, where the actual lav itself is nitan l'tashlumin, and therefore I'll never be loke. Here, it's kol zman that I have the ability to do tashlumin, that is what's going to hold back the malchus. Meaning, along the lines where we explain the other Rambams, the name of the rachmana is muted by something else. There, by Bechor, was the inability to sell something of kachim. Here, I violated the lav, but the name of the rachmana is limited to kol zman that I have the ability to give it back. Not because of the mitzvah, I say, pasha tasha to give it back, but since I'm holding something that's not mine and there's tashlumin here, so it's not nitan tashlumin, the actual lav will never be loke, but while I have the ability to do the tashlumin, I won't be loke. And then at that moment of other nisrof, the tashlumin is lost, then you go back to the full name of the rachmana kicking in, and therefore you'll be loke. So that basically explains most of the difficult Rambam. There's one Rambam about which everyone likes to talk about in terms of Avodas Yom Kippurim, where he just cheshbens the drashos wrong. So that's, you know, all the drashos Rambams are easier to get out. The Sharm Bath deals with that, and other Rachron deal that once the Gemara had the maskanos, then that's clear the Gemara made in the machlokes tonight isn't machlokes. You can take a look over there. But there are other cases where the Achronim bring of these that they thought should have been related to the machlokes by Rava, inability to do mechirs, those types of things. The Chok Nasan has a long discussion that where he thinks around the sides like a bayi, but in terms of the major difficulties, I think it's been covered.
You have the case by others, by Mahani, man and Mahani, so you have to marry him. You don't give him any punishment because so long as he can marry him,
right.
They are talking about that. So,
stop or pause?
Huh?
Pause?
What happened?